我想开头的时候，我们先一同来读一些主的话。请弟兄姊妹打开哥林多前书第十六章。林前第十六章。第十三节。你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。
Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong.
我们回头看第二章。
And then shall we turn back to chapter 2?
第二章我们要从第六节读到第十四节。
We will read from verse 6 through 14.
然而在完全的人中我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory.
第八节，这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Verse 8, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood, for if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him.
第十节，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even to the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God.
第十二节，我们所领受的不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，吃定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Fight the good fight of faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
提 后提摩太后书四章第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7。
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith.
最后那句话应该翻作真道我已经守住了。
And this word faith is also true word.
我们昨天已经和弟兄姊妹们讲过。
Yesterday we have already spoken with brothers and sisters.
在神建造教会的过程中，
In the process of God building the church,
有两个时代是最艰难的。
There are two most difficult ages or times.
一个是开创的时期。
The first is at the very beginning.
另外一个是结尾的时期。
And the second is at the end, the conclusion.
我们从《使徒行传》可以看见教会当初开创时期的艰难。
From the book of Acts, we can see the difficulties that the church went through at the beginning.
我们可以从《启示录》明白神预先告诉我们结尾的艰难。
And from the book of Revelation, we can also see God's prophecies in telling us the difficulties at the end.
虽然在福音书里面，主事先也略略地和门徒们讲到将来他们所遇见的难处。
And also through the Gospels, we see how the Lord himself, he in bits and pieces also told them of the difficulties that were to come.
但是还不像启示录。
But it's not like the book of Revelation.
神更是完全地把末后时代的艰难清清楚楚告诉我们。
God, through the book of Revelation, has told us the entirety of the difficulties that are to come.
所以预先告诉我们，那就告诉我们是格外的艰难。
He has already foretold of the difficulties that are different from anything else.
所以保罗说，末后必有危险的日子来到。
That is why Paul tells us that difficult times will come.
今天我们正处在一个危险的时代。
And so today we are living in this very dangerous and difficult time.
而主把你我这些软弱的基督徒留在最后。
And God has allowed us who are weak Christians to remain till the end.
神实在是有他的美意。
God indeed has his beautiful will.
因为我常常在想。
Because oftentimes I think,
我们前面那些弟兄们刚强的，他们圣经读得那么熟，那么生命那么丰盛的人，主一个一个都把他们接走。
The brothers who were right before us, they were so strong, they knew the Bible so well, and yet God has taken them up one by one, taken them away.
而把我们这些软弱的留在后面。
And allow us who are weak to remain behind.
为什么是这样？
Why is it so?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们不要忘记,
do not forget,
神是全能的神,
God is an almighty God,
所以他可以使用软弱的人,
so he is able to use weak people.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄提醒我们,
so our dear brother reminds us,
告诉我们不要把我们的眼睛盯在自己的经历, 自己的身上,
to remind us that we are not to keep our eyes fixed on ourselves or our own experiences.
我们应当把我们的眼定睛在那位全能的主身上,
we are to fix our eyes on our almighty God,
因为对他没有难成的事情。
Because there's nothing impossible with him.
所以诗篇第八篇讲得很好。
And so Psalm 8 tells us it's very well.
神要从吃奶和婴孩的口中建立能力。
That God is going to establish power from the mouth of infants.
使徒们的话也讲，神的能力要在人的软弱上显得完全。
And so he also tells us through the apostles that he will show his power through those who are weak.
神把我们这些软弱人留在最末了最艰难的时代。
God has allowed us who are weak to remain in the most difficult times.
才证明他是全能的神。
To confirm that he is the almighty God.
我们不能。
We are unable.
我们赶不上我们的先祖们。
We cannot be compared to our forefathers.
我们不像他们那么样的丰富，那么样的刚强。
We are not as abundant nor are we as powerful as them.
但是感谢神啊。
But we thank God.
神就借着你我这些软弱的人呢，叫仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
God through you and I are going to shut the mouths of the enemy.
这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
你我不需要丧志。
You and I do not need to despair.
重要的是什么呢？
What is important?
重要是我们要遵照他的话语行。
What is important is we need to keep his word and do it.
如果我们能明白他的心意，
if you understand his will,
我们愿意依靠他，
and you're willing to rely on him,
容让主的灵在这里掌权，
and allow his spirit to rule and reign here,
神就能从我们这些软弱的人身上 建立刚强的见证。
Then God is able to establish His strong testimony through us who are weak.
这是神的作为。
This is God's work.
弟兄姊妹，如果主开我们的眼睛，看见这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, if God opens our eyes so that we can see this,
我们不需要忧伤的。
Then we do not need to despair or be in sorrow.
我们应该高喊哈利路亚。
We need to shout out Hallelujah.
啊，因为他是全能的主。
Because He is the Almighty Lord.
他在我们身上能做。
He is able to do this in us.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
你我要为着主把我们留在最末了的世代，满心的感谢他。
We need to thank Him with all our heart for allowing Him to allow us to remain here now.
你想想，主把创世以来在计划中最荣耀的一个时代留给我们了。
God has allowed the most glorious age, allowed it and given it to us.
我们不应当感谢吗？
Shouldn't we give thanks?
我们不应当赞美吗？
Shouldn't we praise Him?
所以弟兄姊妹，不要看你自己。
So don't look at yourself.
我们要来看神的作为。
We need to look at the work of God.
因为我们要知道我们所信的是谁。
Because we need to know whom we have believed in.
并且知道他能保全他所托付给我们的直到那日。
And He is able to hold fast that which has been entrusted to Him until that day.
所以感谢神。
And so we thank God.
把我们留在这个末后的时代。
He has allowed us to remain here in this time.
但是我们要从初期的教会呢得到教训。
But from the beginning, early church, we need to be instructed from them.
我们看见保罗在初期的时候对于教会非常的关切。
We see that Paul, he greatly cared about the early church.
我们昨天已经讲过，在他的书信中啊讲到为主站住这句话出现很多次。
We said already yesterday that this phrase, stand firm in the Lord, he has written it many times in his epistles.
因为他最关心的就是神的儿女，主的教会，在这么艰难的环境中能不能为主站住。
Because what he cared about the most was that in the most difficult times, whether or not the children of God are able to stand firm.
今天我们面临更艰难的时代。
Today we have encountered even more difficult times.
我们讲过，这是神给我们的一个考验。
And we have already mentioned this is God's test for
us. 我们要能经得起考验。
Can you withstand the testing?
在头一个世纪。
In the first century.
使徒们和那一般的圣徒们，许多圣徒们为主站住。
The apostles as well as a multitude of saints, they were able to stand firm for the Lord.
所以第一个世纪我们看见神的荣耀出现在地上。
So in the first century, we see God's glory appeared on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真是像我们弟兄讲的，预备好自己，要面对这个大的挑战。
Just like our brother has said, we need to be prepared so that we could face this opposition.
我们能经得起考验吗？
Can you withstand this test?
我们知道我们自己不行。
Of course, we know by ourselves we can't.
所以我们讲到圣经说主耶稣是磐石。
And so the Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus, He is the rock.
只有建立在他的身上，他是我们能够胜过。
If you are built upon Him, He is the rock, He is able to overcome.
我们不能，但他能使我们经得起考验。
We cannot, but He is able to allow us to overcome, to go through the testing.
我昨天也讲了，对今天这个世代的年轻人呢，这是更严峻的一个考验。
And I already mentioned yesterday that for the young people, this is an even more serious test.
这个环境的变化非常的邪恶。
The changes of the environment are incredibly evil.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
However, brothers and sisters,
感谢神，
we thank God.
在头一个世纪那般圣徒们已经为我们做了美好的见证。
In the first century, the saints have already bore good, great testimony for us.
所以我们要从他们得做一些的这个警惕。
So we need to learn from them.
保罗是一个非常关心神的儿女和教会见证的一个人。
Paul was one who greatly cared about the testimony of the church.
那我们看见他对哥林多的教会，他告诉他们，他们需要在真道上站立得稳。
And so we see that in his letter to the Corinthians, that they need to stand firm in the faith or in the true word.
保罗也知道。
Paul also knew.
这个真道也是仇敌所攻击的一个重心。
This true word is also another focus or focal point of the enemy.
用现代人话讲，这是重点打击。
This is the focal point of the enemy.
魔鬼才知道什么地方重要，什么地方不重要。
The enemy knows that which is important and that which is not.
那个不重要的，他根本不要用力气。
He doesn't use any energy, doesn't waste any energy on that which is not important.
他对那些不爱主的基督徒，那些懒惰的基督徒，他理都不要理你。
He doesn't care about those who are lazy.
他知道教会的重点在哪里。
He knows where the importance is in the church.
所以要打他打那个重点。
So he will hit the focus.
所以对于哥林多的教会，他看见那个真道是一个重点。
So in the church at Corinth, he knew the focal point was in the true word or in the faith.
所以保罗特别对哥林多弟兄姊妹说，你们要谨慎，你们要在真道上站立得稳。
And so that is why he says to Corinthians, be on the alert, stand firm in the true word.
哦，所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
今天我们要需要明白什么是这个真道。
Today we also need to know what is this true word or faith.
这个词啊。
This phrase.
在圣经里面是基督徒啊最容易困惑的一个词。
This phrase is one that's most easily confused by Christians.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，你懂不懂得什么是真道？
I don't know whether you understand what is true word.
保罗在他的书信中这个词用的是最多。
Paul in his letters used this phrase the most.
用了几十次之多。
He used it more than 10 times.
我希望靠主的恩典啊，能够把这个真道解释清楚。
I hope according to God's grace I can explain this clearly.
我希望青年的弟兄姊妹们你们都能清楚。
And I hope you young ones can understand this as well.
啊，把精神集中啊。
Focus your attention now.
现在我们要来讲什么是真道。
We need to talk about what is this true word.
这个字呢，在希腊的原文里面呢。
In the original Greek, this phrase or word.
就是信心这个字。
Is the word faith.
但是呢，它不是一般我们生活中运用的零零碎碎的信心。
But it's not the common faith that we talk about in our daily lives.
这个信心呢，它前面加了一个冠词，一个 article。
There is an article in front of this word。
所以呢，这个词呢，在英文里面叫做 the faith。
That is why in English it's translated as the faith。
所以当初翻译圣经的人
，So the original translators of the Bible。
尤其我们中文圣经没有把它翻成信心。
Particularly in Chinese, it's not translated as just merely faith。
因为懂得希腊的文的人知道，这个字不是讲一般的信心。
Because those who understand Greek, they know that this is not just your common faith。
这个比我们一般所运用的信心要大得多了。
This is much greater than the word faith that we normally use。
所以这个真道这个字呢
，So this word faith，
其实是包括了全部的真理的一个字。
It encompasses all the meaning of truth。
我们也许会问说，为什么保罗不用真理这个字，而用真道这个字呢
？So we ask why was it that Paul didn't use truth and use this word faith instead？
因为呢，用真理我们还比较容易明白。
Because if you use the word truth, perhaps it's easier to understand.
我们用真道，我们这个有点不太懂得它是指的什么说的。
When you use the word faith, it's more difficult to understand.
其实也不是很难懂。
But then at the same time, it's not that hard to understand.
我们讲到真理的时候
，When we speak of truth,
我们很可能会领会成一种的道理。一种的知识。
Oftentimes we understand it as in terms of logic or head knowledge.
但是神的心意不是光叫我们懂得一些道理，知道一些理论。
But in God's word, it's not that we are just to merely understand some doctrine or some reasonings.
神希望这些真理能成为我们的经历。
God hopes that these truths can become our experience.
这些真理怎么能成为我们的经历呢
？How can these truths be our experience？
就是要透过信心。
That means it must be through faith.
所以呢，保罗用了真道这个字啊。
And so when Paul uses this word faith,
就说明这是我们可以经历的真理。
This is a faith that we can experience.
神是希望我们不仅明白真理，也能够经历真理。
Not only are we to understand truth, but experience truth.
我想用更简单的一个比喻，对年轻人们讲。
Let me use a very simple illustration.
因为今天呢，比方说我们很多基督徒啊，很容易就把圣经当作是一本书。
For example, this Bible oftentimes we just treat it as another book.
所以呢，我们就来研究它中间的道理。
So we analyze some of its thoughts.
可能我们也研究出很多的道理。
And we can analyze and study many thoughts, many doctrines.
但是呢，这些道理跟我们的生命呢没什么关系。
But these things have nothing to do with us, our lives.
只在我们的头脑的里面。
It remains in our head.
神的意思不是要光叫我们头脑来明白的。
But God never means for us to understand merely with your mind.
神的意思是要叫他的话成为我们的经历。
God wants His word to become our experience.
所以因此保罗用了另外一个词。
And so Paul uses another phrase, another word.
叫做真道。
Called the true word or faith.
可以经历的真理。
This is the truth that you can experience.
必须是经历的真理。
It must be an experiential truth.
今天我们要守住的不是外面的这些道理的讲论。
Today what you hold fast to is not just outward teaching.
我们所守住的乃是我们所经历的真理。
What you hold fast to is the experiential truth.
是你自己所能见证的道。
The truth that you can testify of yourself.
那个才是真正的有力量。
That has true power.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
我们晓得在圣经中论到真理的时候。
When we speak of truth in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹知道什么是真理吗？
Do you know what truth is?
年轻弟兄姊妹知道吗？
Young brothers and sisters, do you know?
什么是真理吗？
What is truth?
没有人知道。
No one knows.
真理是什么？
What is truth?
不敢讲。
You're afraid to say.
我们应该弟兄姊妹大多数人都晓得说呢，主耶稣就是真理。
Most of us know our Jesus is the truth.
但是这是我们一般弟兄姊妹们呢，这个所持守的。
This is generally what people hold fast to.
圣经里面讲到真理的时候。
When the Bible speaks of truth.
在约翰福音十四章讲到主耶稣说我是真理。
In John 14, the Lord Jesus says, I am the truth.
但是在约翰福音第十七章里面讲到神的话就是真理。
However, in John 17, the Lord says, His word is truth.
那么到了约翰一书第五章里面讲到。
In 1 John chapter 5, it also says,
圣灵就是真理。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
所以现在我们讲真理的时候，我们至少要包括这三样。
So now when we speak of truth, it needs to encompass at least these three things.
基督是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
圣经是真理。
The Bible is the truth.
圣灵是真理。
The Holy Spirit is the truth.
因为这三样是非常有密切的关系。
Because these three things have intimate relationship with one
another. 我们都知道神荣耀的旨意是基督。
We know that God's eternal purpose is Christ.
那么，到底基督里面包括多少的东西我们不知道。
How many things does Christ encompass? We don't know.
所以神就给我们一本圣经。
And so God gives us the book of the Bible.
主说圣经是为我做见证。
And the Lord says the Bible testifies of me.
所以呢，我用简单的话子。圣经就是基督的说明书。
So in very simple words, the Bible is God's instruction book.
但是谁来解释这个圣经呢？
But who is to explain this Bible?
圣灵来解释圣经。
It is the Holy Spirit who explains it to us.
所以基督是真理。
And so Jesus is the truth.
圣经是真理。
The Bible is the truth.
圣灵也是真理。
And the Holy Spirit is also the truth.
你看这三件事就非常密切的关系的。
We see the intimate relationship between these three.
所以你今天要明白基督吗？
And so today if you want to understand Christ,
那么你就要好好的读圣经。
You need to read the Bible well.
因为圣经是说明书。
Because the Bible is our instruction manual.
我想哈，今天我们活在这个世界上。
And today as we live in this world.
你买任何东西都有说明书。
If you buy anything, you have an instruction manual.
就连我这瓶水啊。
Even my bottle of water.
上面都有说明。
There's a description on it.
对不对呢？
Isn't
that so? 每样东西都有说明书的。
Everything has a description.
啊。
Or instructions.
所以我现在看见很多弟兄姊妹进到这个菜市场里面去买吃的东西啊。
And so sometimes I see brothers and sisters when you go to the grocery store and you buy food.
啊，第一个看看牌子。
First you look at the sign.
拿起来的时候，第二个什么立刻看说明，对不对？
And then immediately you read the description.
啊。这个东西里面糖有多少，
盐有多少。How much sugar and salt content does this thing have?
哦，还有维他命多少。
Oh, how many vitamins does it have?
还有这个，有没有那个。
It has this and it has that.
然后呢，你才能买。
And then you purchase it.
所以现代人呢，都要看说明书才能够决定事情。
So a lot of people now, they need to read the description or the instructions before they do anything.
并且你买任何一个这些可以用的这些工具的东西，它都有说明书。
And any tool that you purchase also has an instruction manual to it.
哎，我告诉你们呢，我有一个很不好的习惯。
Let me tell you a bad habit that I have.
我最不喜欢看说明书。
I really dislike reading instruction manuals.
啊，有时候你买个东西来，说明书这么厚一本。
Sometimes you buy something and the instruction manual is this thick.
我就把它丢在一边。
I throw it aside.
然后自己去摸，对吧？
And I go figure it out.
结果呢，自己摸你很多东西都不懂。
I figure out, but then there's a lot of things I don't understand.
所以我就到处请教人。
So I'm asking people around me.
因为什么？这个说明书很重要啊。
Because we need to know the instruction manual is very important.
不是要找你的麻烦的。
It's not to bring you hassle.
他要教你怎么用这个东西、啊。
It's to teach you how to use this thing.
如果你读懂了，你这个工具就对你很有用处。
If you understand the manual, then the tool can be very useful to you.
是吧？我想你们年轻人呢，有 iPhone、iPad 都是很多说明书的。
For you young ones, perhaps there's many instruction manuals for the iPad and iPods.
啊，弄电脑一定有说明书的。
And for computers, you will have instruction manuals.
我感觉今天我们很多基督徒对追求主也是这样。
I feel that for many Christians in our pursuit of the Lord, it's the same as well.
他不要这个说明书。
They don't want to read the instruction manual.
他就凭着自己的想象来追求。
They pursue after the Lord in the way they imagine.
啊，有时候追求这个，还告诉别人怎么，我听的人也觉得很好啊。
They pursue this way and that way, and then they feel it's pretty good, and the people that they tell, they feel that it sounds pretty good too.
结果你都上当了，对不对？
But then you've all been fooled.
到最后发觉这个路不通了。
And you realize that you've hit a dead end.
发觉这个追求里面有很多的疑问。
And in this pursuit, you have so many confusions.
为什么呢？你没有根据说明书嘛。
Why? You haven't followed the instruction manual.
对不对？
Isn't that so?
所以弟兄姊妹们，每个弟兄姊妹都需要好好读圣经。
And so every brother and sister, we need to read the Bible well.
你熟悉圣经。
You need to be familiar with the Bible.
你在底下听到的时候，你才会慎思明辨。
And then when you hear the preaching of the word, then it will be bring it to mind.
哎，你才知道我讲的对不对。
And then you will know whether or not I'm speaking correctly.
如果你圣经不熟的话呢？
If you're unfamiliar with the Bible,
人家随便什么讲就随便就相信。
Then whatever people say, then you will believe. You will have no discerning power.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters,
你要把圣经当作是基督的说明。
You need to look at the Bible as the instruction manual for Christ.
你要认识基督吗？
If you, do you want to know Christ?
你要懂得基督吗？
Do you want to understand Christ?
那么你就需要怎么样？更多好好的读圣经。
Then you need to read the Bible well.
但是光读圣经还是不够的。
But merely reading it is not enough.
因为我们很难懂了。
Because it's difficult for us to understand.
所以神差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
And God has sent His Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
所以圣灵呢是一个什么呢？
So what is the Holy Spirit?
是一个最好的老师。
He is the best teacher.
所以你看约翰才用了这个恩膏的教训。
So that is why John uses the phrase, the teaching of the anointing.
什么叫 teaching 呢？
What is teaching?
就是有老师嘛。
That means you have a teacher.
对不对？
Isn't that so?
是老师在教啊。
The teacher is teaching you.
那么谁在教呢？圣灵用膏油在这里教导我们。
But who is he teaching? It is anointing that is teaching us.
所以你要好好的听从圣灵的。
So you need to pay attention to the Holy Spirit.
你自然能够明白神的话。
And naturally you will understand God's word.
哥林多的教会啊。
The church in Corinth.
他们就是不肯遵照神的方法。
They were not willing to follow God's way.
因为哥林多这个地方、啊、受到当代希腊文化的影响。
Because Corinth was greatly influenced by the Greek culture.
哇，他们那里的人很有学问、啊、
Because the people there, they were very scholarly.
所以他们起来讲话的时候，各个讲话呢都是非常文雅的。
And so each person that stood up to speak, they were very eloquent.
其实我们都知道哥林多这个地方啊，
And we know that this place,
Corinth, 是个非常邪恶的地方。
It was an incredibly evil place.
他们的道德非常的低落。
They had very low morals.
但是呢，这些人呢，表面上还要装的是非常的有学问和文雅。
But outwardly, these people pretended that they were very scholarly, very educated.
所以你听他们讲话的时候，声调很温柔的。
And so when they spoke, it was very gentle.
然后呢，都是用很多呢，这个很高的这种的文学的修养的词句的。
And they used language that was very lofty and eloquent.
所以保罗到他们中间来了，就像我这样讲道。
And so when Paul spoke, it was like me using all of my efforts.
他们就说，你看他言语粗俗。
And they said, look at him, he's so rough in speech.
讲话不文雅。
He's not eloquent at all.
其实保罗很懂哲学。
But Paul, he understood philosophy.
保罗说，我就是不要用智慧委婉的言语。
And Paul says, I am not using the language of
the world. 我要用圣灵和大能的名证。
I am speaking under the power of the Spirit to confirm with you.
你们知道在教会历史上，
You know, in church history,
有一个弟兄名字叫达尔比。
There is a brother by the name of Darby.
达尔比是一个非常有学问的人。
Darby was a highly educated person.
他精通13种语言。
He knew 13 languages.
但是他写的书呢，
But the books that he wrote,
他不注重这个修辞的。
He didn't pay attention to these terminologies.
有人就问他说，你学问这么大，你把你的书写得文雅一点不好吗？
And so some people said, you're so highly educated, can't you use better terms in your books?
他说不。
He said no.
文字 是传递真理的。
He said that the written word is merely to transmit truth.
只要真理被传递了，
as long as the truth is written,
不在乎文字的美丽。
It doesn't matter how eloquent or flowery language you use.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same.
不在乎言语的美丽。
We don't care about how beautiful the language is.
我曾经有一段我也想要讲话讲到文雅一点嘛。
In the past, I have thought that perhaps I need to use better, more eloquent language.
我曾经听见一个弟兄告诉我。他说他在中国曾经听过一个弟兄讲道。
Because I have heard of a brother who told me that when he was in China, he heard another brother preach.
哇，他说你听他讲道如沐春风。
Because when he spoke, it was like the spring wind.
哇，我心想如果我们能讲道叫弟兄姊妹如沐春风啊，那多美啊。
And so if I speak and if brothers and sisters feel that there is a gentle breeze blowing, then how beautiful it would be.
后来我发现我根本做不到。
And I realized that I'm totally unable to do that.
还是用我的言语讲吧。
I just use my own language to speak.
我只要把真理讲清楚就好了。
As long as I speak the truth clearly, that's good enough.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这个地方是一个邪恶的地方。
This place of Corinth was an evil place.
因为他们觉得他们很有智慧。
Because they felt that they were so wise.
非常的聪明。
They felt that they were very intelligent.
所以呢，他们就大量的用了人的智慧。
So they used a great amount of man's wisdom.
他们顺从人的灵，用人的智慧。
They used man's spirit and man's wisdom.
他们拒绝十字架。
They rejected the cross.
他们身上的工作。
They rejected the work of the cross in them.
你知道今天的在地上的基督教有非常大的危机啊。
Do you know that there is a great crisis in Christianity today?
人拒绝十字架。
People reject the cross.
人要用人的智慧和聪明来侍奉神。
Man wants to use man's own intelligence and wisdom to serve God.
我相信今天在座弟兄姊妹 PhD 很多。
I believe that there are many PhDs among us.
你想说我这个 PhD 都读完了。
And you think to yourself, well, I've already completed my PhD.
这本小小圣经算什么?
This small Bible, it doesn't count for much.
哎, 你可别轻看。
Don't look lightly upon it.
弟兄姊妹们，哥林多人就是这样，他们呢，觉得他们有智慧，他们能用他们人的智慧来解释神的事情。
This was the Corinthians. They used their own intelligence to explain the things of God.
结果，他们就落到世俗的里面。变成最俗世的一个教会。
And so they fell into the things of the world and became a church that was the most worldly.
所以保罗很不客气说，我看你们是属肉体的。
And so Paul spoke very frankly and said that you are fleshly.
你们是婴孩。
You are carnal, you are infants.
啊，你只能喝奶。
You can only drink milk.
就是属灵事情深奥东西他们不能接受。
Because spiritual things they could not accept it.
所以如果是这样，他们怎么能在真道上站立得稳呢？
So if it was like that, how could they stand firm in the faith?
他们都用人的智慧来解释圣经。
They were using man's wisdom to explain the Bible.
那么解释来解释去都是些外面做人的道理。
They explain this and that, and it turns out to be just a way of how you do things.
圣经的话都是经历的言语。
But the words of the Bible are experiential truth.
我们需要用信心来吸收这些话语。
We need to absorb this with faith.
现在你都用人的智慧来解释。
Today you use man's wisdom to explain.
所以哥林多的教会难处最多。
So that is why the church in Corinth had the most problems.
我感谢主啊，神也没有丢弃他们。
But we thank the Lord. The Lord did not give up on them.
所以保罗也爱他们。
Paul also loved them.
保罗为了哥林多的教会流了最多眼泪。
For the sake of the Corinthians, Paul wept the most.
哎呀，他写哥林多前书来劝告他们。
And so he wrote the letter to the Corinthians to exhort them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们要明白基督。
Today we want to understand Christ.
我们需要明白圣经。
We need to understand the Bible.
我们需要明白圣经。
We need to understand the Bible.
我们需要圣灵的解释。
And so you also need to have the explanation of the Holy Spirit.
保罗在哥林多前书里面。
And so in 1 Corinthians,
第二章,
chapter 2,
啊, 他提到几个重要的名词,
he mentioned some important terms.
啊, 他讲到世上的灵和世上的智慧。
He talks about the spirit of the world and the wisdom of the world.
这就是人的灵和人的智慧。
This is man's spirit and man's wisdom.
但是他也提到神的灵和奥秘的智慧。
But he also speaks of God's spirit as well as the wisdom of God.
保罗说，因为我们有人的灵，所以你人的灵透过人的智慧可以明白人的事情。
And so he says, of course, because you have man's wisdom, you can use your, through man, you can understand things.
但是这个智慧呢，不能明白神的事情。
But through this wisdom, you cannot understand the things of God.
啊，他说呢，只有神的灵 透过神的智慧叫我们能明白神的事情。
Only God's Spirit, through God's wisdom, can you come to understand the things of God.
这一章圣经非常重要。
This chapter in the Bible is very important.
这一章圣经讲到哥林多教会最主要的难处。
This chapter speaks of the main problem of the Corinthians.
因为他们一切都要从人来的。
Because everything they wanted it to be through man.
所以就行不通了。
So they couldn't go, it was a dead
end. 保罗说你们错了。
But Paul says you are wrong.
你要明白神的事情需要神的灵，需要神奥秘的智慧。
Paul tells them that in order to understand the things of God, you need the spirit of man, spirit of God as well as the wisdom of God.
我们都知道今天主的话对我们的经历和侍奉有何等大的影响。
We know that God's word to us has a great influence.
主的话必须要被解开的。
God's word must be interpreted or explained.
必须要准确的被解开来的。
It must be explained accurately.
这样对教会的侍奉教会的见证才有真实的益处。
And in this way, it will have true benefit to the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们要记得
we must remember,
一个基督徒蒙恩得救之后
after a Christian is saved,
我们现在里面有两个智慧
now within you, you have two wisdoms,
一个是你天然的智慧
one is your natural wisdom,
另外一个是神所赐生命里面奥秘的智慧
and the other is the hidden, or mysterious wisdom that is from God.
我们里面原来有人的灵
originally you have your own spirit,
但神把它更新变成心灵
but God has now renewed it, it is a new spirit within you,
然后圣灵住在里面
and the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
所以基督徒必须要分辨这个
and so as Christians we need to discern this.
你用错了方法
if you use the wrong method,
你就达不到那个结果
you cannot attain to the goal.
今天呢很多时候我们发现在属灵事上都是用错了方法
Oftentimes in spiritual things we realize we used the wrong way
其实神已经给我们了
However,
对不对
Except God has already given it to us
我们没有用对
We just haven't used it correctly
所以呢在这里我要和弟兄姊妹讲一讲
So here let me explain
我们怎么来读这本圣经
How are we to read this Bible
首先弟兄姊妹要记得
First off, please remember
圣经是神用奥秘的智慧所写的一本奥秘的书。
God has written this book of mystery through the wisdom of mystery.
不错，它是透过人写出来的。
Yes, God wrote this book through man.
但是呢，它不是用人的智慧写出来的。
But he did not write this through the wisdom of man.
是神把奥秘的智慧赐给人。
God has given the wisdom of mystery to man.
然后呢，人才写出圣经来。
And then he wrote the Bible.
所以呢，这个基本的点我们必须要抓牢了。
So we need to grasp this very basic point.
既然它不是用人的智慧所写出来的一本书
，Since he did not use man's wisdom to write this book，
说你用人的智慧是没有办法读懂的。
So you cannot understand it with man's wisdom.
哎呀，今天各到各处，很多神的儿女们呢。
So many of God's children in all different places.
一打开圣经，这个天然的智慧就出来了。
As soon as you open up the Bible, your natural wisdom comes out.
用我们的头脑去读啊。
You use your head to understand it.
看见各处很多查经班的，有时候读啊读，不知道读到哪里去了。
And so we see many Bible study groups. You read and you don't know where you've gotten yourself to.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
不管你多聪明。
No matter how intelligent you are.
不管你的学识有多高。
It doesn't matter how educated you are.
保罗已经告诉我们了。
Paul already tells us.
用人的智慧是不能明白圣经的。
You cannot understand scripture with man's wisdom.
只有用神所赐奥秘的智慧，你才能明白圣经。
Only through the hidden wisdom of God can you understand scripture.
也许你说我们圣经上的话我们都能读懂嘛。
And then you say, well, I could understand most of written words.
你是字面上懂了。
At least in the words I can understand them.
到底他说什么你不懂了。
But what is it exactly saying you don't understand?
那个是需要什么？用神给的智慧。
You need the wisdom from God.
比方说我们举例啊说为什么说这本书是用奥秘所写的。
Let me give you an example. How is it that this book was written with the hidden mystery of God?
你如果打开创世纪第一章。
If you open up Genesis chapter 1.
你看见第一第二节啊。
And look at verse 1 and 2.
摩西写说起初神创造天地。
And you see,
地是空虚混沌渊灭黑暗对不对
At the very beginning, Moses wrote down, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
我们都知道创世纪第一章讲到整个世界的来源
We know that Genesis speaks of the creation of this universe.
我们说摩西的智慧从哪里来的
And then we ask, well, where did Moses' wisdom come from?
摩西所受的教育也是埃及的教育。
The education that Moses received was from Egypt.
在埃及的教育里面呢
，Within the education of Egypt，
他们对这个世界的来源呢
，In terms of the origin of this world，
都是充满了神话的。
It was filled with many gods，
myths 的东西
，In many myths
啊，那个东西啊，跟我们中国人呢、啊，这个古代的这个说法差不多的。
And these many myths are very similar to Chinese fables as well。
啊，你们记得中国历史上怎么说吗
？Do you remember in Chinese history what it says？
这个世界呢？是有个叫盘古的，对不对啊
？That there is this
盘古开天辟地。
That there is this character that created the heavens and the earth.
他怎么创造这个天地的呢
？How did he create the heaven and the earth?
他拿个大斧头啊。
He took a huge axe.
怎么一砍啊砍啊砍就砍出现的世界来
？And he chopped out this world.
所以有的人就问说呢
？And so some people say
这个地球是圆的，用斧头怎么砍出圆的来了
？But this globe that we live in is circular. How did he carve out something that's circular?
所以摩西当初所受的教育
，And so the education that Moses received 关于这个
世界的来源的教育是什么？是埃及人的教育。
In regards to his education, as for the origins of this earth, it was from Egypt.
当然我们会说这是神启示摩西的。
Of course, we know that God revealed this to Moses.
这里一个很重要的问题。
Here's a very important question.
你里面如果没有神给的智慧
，If within you you do not have the wisdom from God,
神启示你也不懂。
If God reveals it to you, you still don't understand.
所以为什么今天我们很多弟兄姊妹听到觉得哎这个好深哦？因为什么？你用天然的头脑去领会，当然不懂。
So some people they say, well, this preaching is so mysterious, so deep. Of course you don't understand because you're using your natural mind.
你看这个创世纪第一章第一节里面就包含了一个何等大的奥秘在里面。
Just look at Genesis 1:1 and 2. It is encompasses deep mystery.
我们知道这第一、第二节中间有一个间隙的。
We know that between verse 1 and 2, there are some specifics.
一个 gate.
There is a gate.
这个间隙说明什么？
What is the gate?
原来在我们今天所看见这个世界之前还有一个世界的。
That before the creation of this world, there was another universe.
而那个世界呢，因为撒旦，因为天使长的堕落，把它败坏了。
Because Satan and the angels, it had been corrupted.
所以今天这个世界呢，是神复造的天地。
This was the second creation of God because of that.
这不是个奥秘吗
Isn't that a mystery? Isn't that a secret?
这是极大的奥秘啊
It is a great mystery.
对不对我们从来都没问过说摩西你怎么知道的
We never asked Moses, how did you know this?
这是神给他奥秘的智慧
It is because God had given him the hidden mysteries.
叫他能够明白这个创造里面的奥秘
So that he could understand the mystery of creation.
并且他怎么知道神创造天地七天呢
And how did he know that God used 7 days to create the heavens and the earth?
哎呀我们现在呢反正礼拜一到礼拜天，这个大家都习惯，你也没问一问怎么来的。
Well, from Monday through Sunday, we're all used to it. Have you ever asked how this came about?
为什么不是十天呢
？Why not 10 days?
为什么不是五天呢
？Why not 5 days?
怎么正搞七天呢
？Why is it 7?
那么这是摩西当初从神得到的启示，他所明白的。
This was a revelation from God that Moses came to understand.
哦，这个整个光讲这个创世纪第一章，这里面就。包含了极大的奥秘在里面。
In all of Genesis chapter 1, it encompasses great mystery within it.
那个不仅把基督的这个意义整个启示出来。
Not only is the entire meaning of Christ revealed.
他也讲明我们基督徒在基督里属灵生命成长的过程。
But it also describes the entire process of our Christian lives.
你看他一天比一天进步。
One day after another, it improves upon it.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
若是没有神给的这个智慧他是不可能明白的
If without the wisdom of God man cannot understand
所以我们就说嘛圣经呢绝不是用人的智慧写出来的
So scripture is not written through the wisdom of man
今天在科学界里面他们一直在反对所谓的创造论
Today in science we know that they are constantly trying to oppose creationism
150 years ago
150 years ago
我们圣经说世界是有个起源的这个科学家说 ,no, no, no, 哪有起源呢
?That, the Bible tells us that there was an,
a beginning.
That there was a beginning, but the people of this world say, no, there was no beginning.
啊他们说这个世界是自然而然来的。
They say that this was natural selection. Everything just naturally came. That there was no beginning.
但是呢，近150年呢，
but after these 150 years,
科学家发现呢，
now scientists discover that there is an origin of this universe.
哇，又看见是整个宇宙在扩散。
That all of the universe is constantly expanding.
但是那个起源是什么也搞不清楚。
But they don't understand the origin.
所以有一个人就是啊，简单的就是那嘣。
Oh, let's just say very simply, boom, it exploded.
不是蹦，是 bang. 怎么 bang 一下
bam.
出来了。
And then it was a great, the Big Bang Theory.
这个 bang 是什么东西他也讲不清楚。
But what exactly was this explosion? They can't explain that either.
所以弟兄姊妹，人的智慧碰见神的事情，这是愚昧的。
And so man's wisdom, when it touches the things of God, it's foolishness.
保罗说这个是愚昧的。
Paul says this is foolishness.
这是将亡人智人的智慧。
This is just merely the foolishness of man.
那你为什么神给我们这个智慧有什么用呢？
And so what is the use of this wisdom that God has given to us?
神给我们这智慧啊，是让你在地上活着说应付你生活的需要。
The wisdom that God has given to us is to merely to meet the needs of our daily life.
所以你生活需要有一点智慧。
For our daily living, you need to have some wisdom.
你读书也需要一点智慧。
You need some wisdom to study.
你做事也需要一点智慧。
To work, you need some wisdom.
我们看见人的智慧不一样，有的高一点，有的低一点。
We know that everybody's level of wisdom is different.
但是保罗说不要紧，这个是暂时的。
But Paul says, don't worry, this is merely temporary.
他说这是将亡之人的智慧。
This is just the temporary wisdom of man.
什么意思？就是这个智慧给你用到死就算了，就没了。
That means once you die, this wisdom ends and that's that.
你死了，你还要。这个什么智慧呢，对不对？
Once you die, what's the use of this wisdom anyway? 所以我弟兄
姊妹们，你要醒过来啊。
So brothers and sisters, wake up.
你要眼睛开啊。
Open your eyes.
你要看见今天神在我们身上的恩典。
See the grace of God upon us today.
他在新生命里面给了我们另外一个智慧。
In this new life, he has given us another wisdom.
那个被称作是神奥秘的智慧。
This wisdom is called the hidden wisdom, the wisdom of his mystery.
那个可以懂得将来永远的事情的。
You can understand the things of eternity.
知道我们如何得荣耀的。
So that we can gain glory.
啊，很可惜啊。
Sadly.
今天很多神的儿女们呢，并不领会这个东西。
So many of God's children today don't understand this.
你看保罗写书信的时候，
And so when Paul writes his epistles,
他说教会就是基督的身体。
He says the church is the body of Christ.
我们问保罗谁告诉你的？
And we ask Paul, Paul, who told you that?
你怎么知道教会是基督的身体啊？
How do you know that the church is the body of Christ?
啊，主耶稣是头，教会是身体。
That Jesus is the head and that we, the church is the body.
哇，直到今天呢，我们要讲这个body life, 讲基督身体生活都讲不清楚，对不对？
And so even today when we try to speak of body life and the body as a body of Christ,
我们知道了
we are unclear.
教会是基督的身体。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们怎么活出这个身体呢？
How are we to live out this body life?
怎么来身体的侍奉呢？
How do we serve in the body?
哎呀，我这几十年呢，看了很多的书啊，都是讲不清楚的。
After these 10-15 years, I've read many books and these books don't explain this well.
这真是一个极大的奥秘啊。
This is a hidden mystery.
对不对呢？
Isn't that so?
我们众人将来在基督里同归于一。
All of us will be summed up in Christ.
哇，这是什么思想呢？
What type of thought is this?
你讲说我们将来到主面前去集合，大队人马集合，这个我懂。
And that we will all be united together.
就像我们来聚会了，很多人来聚会，这个我们懂。
And we all know, we understand what it means to gather together in a fellowship, in a gathering.
将来到天上没有你也没有我，只有主耶稣充满一切，这个不懂啊。
And one day in eternity there won't be you and I, but Christ fills all and is in all that. I don't
understand. 这就是极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
他也能懂得基督的奥秘。
He understands the hidden mystery of Christ.
保罗解释十字架的工作，那真是极大的奥秘。
When Paul explained the work of the cross, that was also another great mystery.
这些是人的头脑能写得出来的东西吗？
Is this something that man could write down through his own mind?
弟兄姊妹，你们说能人写得出来吗？
Please say, can man write this?
没人敢回答。
Nobody dare answer.
啊，写得出来吗？
Can man write this?
应该讲什么？ No. 写不出来。
No, man cannot write.
大家讲一遍，讲一遍，写不出来。啊，我为什么叫你讲一遍？
Why do I ask you to say this so that you can remember?
不要再用人的头脑去读圣经了。
From today on, remember, do not use your own mind to read the Bible.
既然人的头脑写不出来，你干嘛还用你的头脑去读圣经呢？
If man with his own mind could not write this, how do you use your own mind to read this?
那我们说。哦，这个摩西呢，保罗都受过大的教育的人，所以他们 比较有这个智慧。
And so we say, perhaps while Moses and Paul, they received higher education, so perhaps they could understand this wisdom.
感谢神，神就给你两个例子，是没受过教育的人。
But now we thank God, God has given us two more examples of those who are uneducated.
啊，你看那个彼得啊。
Look at Peter.
这个是一个打鱼的人，对不对？
Peter was a fisherman.
但在彼得后书里面说什么？
But in 2 Peter, what does he say?
神看一如千年，千年如一日。
He says that
什么智慧啊？
God sees one day as a thousand years, a thousand years as one day. What type of writing was that?
哇，这什么智慧啊？
What kind of wisdom was
that? 一个打鱼的人说得出来这个话吗？
A fisherman could say something like that?
他只顶多知道鱼多大多小，对不对？
He could only tell you the different lengths of fish.
他怎么知道一如千年，千年如一日呢？
How could he say that a day is like a thousand years is like a day?
他怎么知道将来这个天地要被烈火所焚毁？
How could he tell that this earth one day will be burnt up with great intense heat and fire?
现在人知道那个不是普通的火啊。
Now people know that this is not just normal everyday fire.
有人说这可能是核子大火。
This is intense, perhaps nuclear fire.
但是可能比那个更厉害。
But perhaps even more intense than that.
彼得怎么会懂呢？
How could Peter understand that?
彼得也不是科学家。
He's not a scientist.
科学家都不懂。
A scientist doesn't even fully understand. How could he understand that?
这个智慧从哪里来？
Where did this wisdom come from?
是从神来的智慧。
It is wisdom that came from God.
那么他的好同伴约翰也是一样。
And his companion John was the same. He was also a fisherman.
哇，到晚年时候写约翰福音，这还得了吗？
In his late years, he wrote the gospel according to John. That was incredible.
太初有道，道与神同在。哇，这个话一出来，真的是吓死人了，对不对？
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Immediately, these words scare us.
这个打鱼的人怎么能讲这种话？
How could a fisherman say words like these?
他也不是哲学家。
He's not a philosopher.
所以呢，从那个时候开始，全世界哲学家都在研究这句话。
So from that time on, all scientists and philosophers have been analyzing these words.
哦，他们说全世界这个哲学意境最高的是约翰福音第一章。
And so they say that the highest in terms of philosophy is John chapter 1.
他们忘记了。
They forgot.
写这个书的人呢，不是哲学家。
That the person who wrote this book is not a philosopher.
是个打鱼的。
Was a fisherman.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道。
We all know.
圣经这本书，那是用神奥秘的智慧所写出来的一本奥秘的书。
This book was written, is a book that is written by the hidden mysteries of God.
我可以在里面举出很多的例子。
I can give you many more examples.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹你抓住一个印象。
But I hope that you have this impression and grab a hold of it.
从今天起你要改变你的态度。
From today on, change your attitude.
你再摸到圣经的时候。
As soon as you touch the Bible.
你不要把它当作一本普通的书。
Don't treat it as any other book.
这是神用他奥秘的智慧借着人写出来的。
God, with his hidden mysterious wisdom, has written it through man.
但这本书充满了奥秘。
But this book is filled with mystery.
但是神也不是要为难我们。
But God doesn't want to discourage us.
那么所以神把生命赐给我们。
And so God has given us life.
给我们有了奥秘的智慧。
So that we also have the hidden mystery of wisdom.
然后他就差点圣灵在里面来教导我们。
And he has sent his Holy Spirit to teach us.
那么让我们能明白神的奥秘。
So that we can come to understand the mysteries of God.
啊，请你们原谅我啊，讲一点我自己的故事。
I want to tell you some of my own stories.
我想年轻人比较喜欢听故事。
I know that the young ones like to hear stories more.
我就讲我年轻的故事。
So I'm going to tell you the stories of when I was young.
我1959年受浸。
I was baptized in 1959.
啊，那个时候大概是16岁。
I was about 16.
这样你会知道我今年几岁了。
Now you know how old I am this year.
那么我刚得救的时候。
And so when I was first saved.
什么都不懂。
I didn't understand anything.
感谢主让我很喜欢聚会。
But thank the Lord, he allowed me to really love coming to the meeting.
我也很喜欢听道。
I really liked listening to messages.
那我更喜欢唱诗歌。
I even more enjoyed singing hymns.
但是有两样东西是我最不喜欢的。
But two things I really didn't like.
一个呢就是祷告。
First was to pray.
第二个呢就是读圣经。
And secondly was to read the Bible.
不过到后来感谢主在祷告的事上改变我。
But thank the Lord, later on he changed me in this matter of prayer.
因为这是另外一个故事。
That's a different story. I'm not going to talk about that.
那个后来我就很喜欢祷告。
Then I really like to pray.
但是唯独对读圣经啊。
But regarding reading the Bible.
我感觉啊对我来讲很困难。
It was very difficult for me.
那么呢，主让我得救的时候，又把我摆在一个很重视圣经的一个聚会里面。
When I was saved by the Lord, He placed me in a gathering that really emphasized reading the Bible.
因为我们的前面的弟兄们呢，个个都是很会读圣经的。
Because the brothers that went before us, each one of them really knew how to read the Bible.
他们又读出很多的亮光启示。
And in their reading, they were greatly enlightened and they had much revelation. It was very abundant.
所以呢，那个时候带领我们的一些年长的弟兄们呢
，And so some of the elderly brothers who led us
就一直的。鼓励我们要读圣经。
They constantly encourage us to read the Bible.
我一得救，人就拿了一本大圣经送给我。
As soon as I was saved, somebody gave me a very large Bible.
那个时候我是高中生，跟你们一样高中生。
I was a high schooler just like you at that time.
我也不是很喜欢读书的。
And I didn't really like to read books.
我心里想，哎呀，信主就信主，又要读书了。
I said, well, now that I believed in the Lord, that's fine. I need to read it some more.
这么大本。
It's such a big book.
啊，就很苦啊。
It was very difficult.
啊，那么。当然开始一读啊
But then as I began to read,
读到一些故事呢还觉得还蛮有意思的
I read some stories, I felt that was pretty good.
哇一读到什么什么立位记生命记啊哎呀读得头昏眼花的
But then Leviticus and Deuteronomy, and then I just got tired.
更糟糕的是里面还有很多的家谱
Even worse, genealogy.
这是谁我也不认识他
I didn't know these people.
那个怎么读呢真的是
How could I read these?
所以那个开头时候读圣经的很辛苦
So at the beginning when I was reading the Bible, it was very difficult.
诗篇十九篇说啊
And Psalm 19 tells us,
像蜂蜜像蜂房下滴的蜜
蜂
房下滴蜜更甘甜
God's word can be sweeter than the honey that drips from the honeycomb
我一点这个感觉都没有
I had no sense of that at all
我只有觉得读圣经很苦
I just felt that reading the Bible was tough
我说能不读圣经就好了
I said if I didn't have to read it was
但是我们的弟兄们呢用尽各样的方法鼓励我们读啊
But our brothers they constantly use different methods to encourage us to read
常常有时候这个礼拜六晚上青年聚告诉我们这段圣经要背下个礼拜六就来背
On Saturday night they said this passage you need to memorize it next week recite it
我们那时候学校里面弟兄姊妹中有很多好学生呢
Because at that time in our church gathering many people were good students
哇他们说我们功课太忙了没时间背
They said I have too much homework I have no time to memorize
哎呦结果下个礼拜六来啊
But next Saturday came
个个都背出来了
Each one of them recited it
只有我呢背了个磕磕巴巴的。
Except for me, I stuttered my way through it.
我的记忆没他们好。
Because my memory is not as good as others. I'm not as smart as others.
他们个个都比我读得好。
So each one of them, other people, they could memorize it better than me.
我就勉强跟着后面追啊。
So I was just forcing myself to follow behind them.
到今天我很感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
主把我摆在这么好的一个喜欢读圣经的聚会里面。
The Lord has placed me in a gathering that really enjoys reading God's word.
所以等我呢出来侍奉主之前呢
So before I came out to serve the Lord full time
我这个最不好的学生呢我这个圣经也读了二三十遍哦
Me as the worst student I have read the Bible 20-30 times through
你们年轻人圣经读了几遍呢
Brothers and sisters, young ones How many times have you read the Bible through?
我这个记忆力不好啊
Even though my memory is not good
我也差不多把保罗书信都背过了
I have just about memorized all of Paul's epistles
因为风气太好了
Because the environment is very good.
你进到好学校了。
You've entered into a good school.
啊，哇，那个时候跟到后面读圣经啦，这样。
Because everybody is reading the Bible well.
到我二十岁出头的时候。
When I was in my early twenties.
哎，人家就介绍说啊，过去有一个英国的一个弟兄叫斯柏克。
There is an English brother by the name of T. Austin Sparks.
哇，他是有很大的启示。
He has great revelation.
我们要好好的读他的书。
We need to read and study his books well.
所以我们就开始读他的书。
And so we began to read his books.
我一开始读啊，整个读不懂啊。
When I began to read it, I could not understand it.
哎呦，我说基督徒中还有这样的人呢、啊。
I said among Christians, there's people like this.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道 T. Austin Sparks， 他是近代教会历史中最会用奥秘的言语。解释奥秘式的一个人。
We know that in all of church history, Brother T. Austin Sparks could use the most hidden, mysterious language to explain the mysteries of God.
所以我们读他的书读不懂啊，开头怎么读不懂。
So no matter how I read his books, I couldn't understand it.
哎呀，我越读越苦恼。
The more I read it, the more headache I had.
我说这是外国话嘛
？I said, is this English language?
这个怎么读不懂啊
Why is it I can't understand this?
我有一天我想我发个奋把它读一读
I said, okay, today I'm going to set my mind to it, I'm going to read it well.
结果读得我头昏眼花哭得不得了
I read it to the point where I had such a headache and I even cried over it.
哎呀，那家伙，读了生气，我把他书丢了垃圾桶里。
I read it to a point I was angry. I threw it in the trash.
后来想，不行了，这是属灵的东西，不能丢，又捡回来。
And then I thought to myself, oh no, this is a spiritual thing. I better not do that. I picked it out of the trash.
就在我那一段最苦恼的那段时间。
So during that time, a great headache.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣灵在我里面开始点活新生命里面的奥秘的智慧。
The Holy Spirit ignited the wisdom that is in the new life.
我还不知道我里面原来有另外一个智慧。
I didn't know that at that time within me I have another wisdom.
因为我用我们人天然的头脑去读他的书，哪里读得懂呢？
Because of course, if you're using your natural wisdom to try to read his books, you cannot understand.
你顶多读了四句，你不能明白其中的意思。
You've merely read the surface, the words. You have not understood the meaning.
所以主怜悯我。
So God had mercy on me.
圣灵也看我真的苦啊。
And the Holy Spirit saw that I was indeed suffering.
在我里面点活了那个新生命的智慧。
And so he ignited the wisdom of the new life within me.
到今天我还不会忘记。
So today I won't forget.
我那时候刚二十岁，刚出头。
I was in my early 20s.
哇，这个一进来呀，这是亮得不得了。
As soon as I entered in, it was incredibly bright.
就像保罗在以弗所书第一章所讲的一样。
Just like Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1.
神用智慧和启示的灵啊，开了我们里面的眼睛了。
He has given you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and opened up the eyes of your heart.
你好像就是一个瞎眼的人呢，忽然眼睛张开了，哇，觉得亮得不得了。
At first you were blind, but now all of a sudden your eyes are opened and you see that it's so bright.
好像一个人长久在黑暗的屋子的里面，忽然走到阳光底下，眼睛都张不开了。
It's as if somebody who is sitting in a dark room and you walk out into the sunlight and all of a sudden it's so bright you almost can't open your eyes.
前一后很长一段时间，哎呀，这个觉得里面亮得不得了。
And so there was a great amount of time when I felt that it was incredibly bright.
其实呢，那只不过是圣灵在里面做了开头的工作。
But that was the Holy Spirit doing the opening, beginning work in me.
从那天开始起。
From that day on.
我忽然发现我能明白圣经。
I all of a sudden realized I could understand scripture.
哎呀，没有人教。
Nobody taught me.
真是奇妙。
It was amazing.
哎，我现在读圣经读懂了。
Now I understand the scripture.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我真是满心感谢我的主。
I thank my Lord with all my heart.
我出来侍奉主几十年。
Now I have served the Lord for many decades.
我也从来没受过什么训练。
I've never been trained in any way.
也没有什么人教导过我怎么做。
No one has really taught me what to do.
你说你凭什么服侍主呢？
But then people ask, well, how can you serve?
现在我可以做见证。
Now I can testify.
只要你的里面眼睛得开。
As long as the inner eyes of your heart are opened.
奥秘的智慧被神开启了。
And God has opened up the wisdom of the mystery within you.
你就可以服侍。
You can serve.
用神的话服侍。
Use God's word to serve.
所以从那个时候开始起。
So from that time on.
哇，我才真正感觉到主的话比蜂房下地的蜜更甘甜。
Now I felt that God's word is sweeter than the honey that comes from the honeycomb.
哇，有时候我自己一个读经，圣灵在里面开启我的智慧，明白圣经。
Because now as I read the Bible, and the Holy Spirit enlightens and He interprets, shows me what is in the Bible.
我里面真是快乐的不得了啊。
Within me, I'm so full of joy.
感谢主，圣灵这么教导我一点。
Thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit has taught me this much.
我就在讲台上去讲这一点。
So now I can share this much on the pulpit.
到今天。
To this day.
啊，你们说是凭着我的努力，凭着我的智慧。那是完全没用的。
So is it according to my own strength and my own wisdom? No, all of that was useless.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么做这个见证？
Brothers and sisters, why do I give this testimony?
我要告诉在座的弟兄姊妹。
Because I want to tell all of you who are here.
如果主今天在我身上能做，在你每个人身上都能做。
If the Lord can do this in me, He can do it in every one of us.
我一点都不比你们聪明。
I am not smarter than any of you.
但是神在我身上能做。
But God in me can do this.
所以你不要灰心。
So don't despair.
你要把路用对了。
Use right way.
所以从那天开始起。
From that day on.
哎呀，我读圣经啊，只是阅读。越来越开启，越来越开启。
The more I read his word, the more it opened up it was to me.
以后我在读史柏克弟兄的书非常容易。
Later on, when I read Brother T. Austin Sparks' books, it was very easy.
您不要以为我很骄傲啊，不是。
Don't think that I'm proud. No, not at all.
因为什么呢
？Why?
现在我有他的思想了。
Because now I have his thoughts.
所以他讲的我都懂了。
So now I understand what he's saying.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
今天神给我们一个奥秘的智慧。
Today God has given us a wisdom that is a mystery. We need to use this wisdom of mystery to read it.
我想讲一讲弟兄姊妹的经历，你就明白了。
If I tell you some experiences of other people, you will understand.
我们常常弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，读圣经这里也读不懂，那读不懂，忽然之间有一个字读懂了。
And some people say, well, I've read through these passages, and all of a sudden, one word I understand.
有一句话发亮了。
One phrase is now shining up at me.
有几个字好像变大了。
A few words all of a sudden jump out at me.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思啊
？What does that mean?
就是你。碰巧正好碰上那个奥秘智慧了。
That all of a sudden you hit upon the hidden mystery.
你还不晓得呢，你一碰到奥秘智慧，神的话就解开。
All of a sudden you've hit upon that hidden wisdom, and now God has explained it to you.
你高兴得不得了，你这个交通聚会里面去讲你的经历，弟兄姊妹大家也都得供应，对不对？
Now with great joy you share this with all the brothers and sisters and everyone else. They have been provided for.
但第二天一回去看又找不到了。
The second day you go back and now you can't find it.
因为你是碰运气碰上的。
Because all of a sudden you just happen to hit it.
这证明什么呢
？What does that say？
你里面已经有神奥秘的智慧。
It means that you already have the hidden wisdom of His mystery within you.
但是你完全不懂得怎么用。
But you don't know how to use it.
我们晓得人的智慧啊是需要被开发的。
We know that man's wisdom needs to begin.
Developed.你知道为什么今天世界上有教育吗
？Why is it that we have education in this world today？
教育就是开发你的智慧。
The education is to develop your wisdom。
是吧？小孩子，那么需要给他一点教育。
As a young child, they need education。
这个爸爸妈妈给他教育。
They need to be trained. Mom and dad trains them。
我有一个小孙子。
I have a small grandson。
他很天真。
And he's very innocent.
他以前跑来说公公啊。
And he says, Grandpa.
我现在知道所有的 dinosaur.
Now I know all the dinosaurs.
哇，你们知道那个 dinosaur 那个名字很难念的，好长啊。
You know the names of those dinosaurs are really long and complicated.
我都搞不清楚啊。
I can't keep them clear.
哇，他一个一个的数给我听啊。
And one by one he can say those names to me.
哎呀，我佩服得不得了。
I really admire it.
这么小年纪就把那个 dinosaur 的名字都记住了。
He's so young and he can remember all the names of the dinosaurs.
告诉你哪个 dinosaur 哪个 dinosaur.
And he can tell me about this dinosaur or that dinosaur. It's pretty amazing. Why?
他天然的智慧开窍了。
Because his natural wisdom is being developed.
现在他要进学校读书。
Now he's going into school.
哇，开头的时候呢，他讲的英文呢简简单单，我听得懂。
At the beginning when he spoke English, it was simple. I could understand it.
现在只不过是读这个 kindergarten 有时候回来讲的话我就听不懂了。
But now because he's in kindergarten and he's at school, when he comes home and he speaks, I don't even understand it anymore.
因为他的智慧现在被开发了。
Because now his words, his vocabulary is expanding.
当然，有一天他进小学、进中学、进大学、进这个什么研究所，那我更听不懂。
One day, elementary school, middle school, high school, college, maybe graduate school, I'm not going to understand that language.
所以你看见天然的智慧呢？是需要一个开发的过程的。
This natural wisdom needs to gradually develop through a process. It needs to be trained. It needs to be educated. It needs to go through learning.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
神给我们奥秘的智慧也同样的需要受教导。
It is the same way for the hidden wisdom of God that He has given to us. It also needs to be trained. It needs to go through education and learning.
一个层面一个层面不一样。
Different levels.
当然了，我们现在如果碰见。Sparks 弟兄
Today, of course, if we are to meet Brother T. Austin Sparks,
我说你是属灵上的 PhD 啊。
We will tell him that you are a PhD of spiritual things.
你讲的话真的很深奥啊。
Because your things are very deep.
那么现在我们呢，可能只有小学程度。
Perhaps we're only at the elementary school level.
我不知道你是什么程度。
I don't know what level you're at.
弟兄姊妹们，至少我感觉这些年逐渐的一点点在开发。
But I do feel that the Lord is gradually doing His work of growing us.
现在请我们记得一件事情。
Please remember.
谁在教育我们呢
？Who is teaching us？
谁啊？哎，感谢主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
你终于懂得他是你老师了。
Who is teaching us？ It is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher.
太好了。
It's wonderful.
从前我们都是在找什么年长弟兄
Previously,
他教导我那个教导我
We look for this elderly brother, that brother to teach us.
所以 Sparks 就告诉我们
Brother T. Austin Sparks tells us
圣灵 是圣经最大的解释者。
The Holy Spirit is the greatest interpreter of the Scripture.
人的解释算不得什么。
Man's interpretation doesn't count for much.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
只有圣灵在里面的解释。
Only the Holy Spirit's interpretation or explanation.
奥秘的智慧不断地被开展。
Can allow the hidden mysteries of His wisdom continually grow, expand in us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我满心感谢我的主。
I thank God with all my heart.
若不是他在我二十岁出头时候让我蒙这个恩典。
If it were not for God's grace upon me when I was in my early 20s,
到今天我就知道我的服事是多么的困难。
Then I wouldn't know how difficult my service would be.
跟随主是多么困难。
Then that would be so difficult to follow the Lord.
所以神把这个智慧给我们。
And so God has given us this wisdom.
很可惜很多基督徒都没有能运用这个。
Sadly, so many Christians don't use this.
那么我们晓得神给我们的智慧啊，天然的智慧也有它的用处。
And of course we know that the natural wisdom that God has given to us has its usefulness.
不仅是为了生活工作。
And it's not just for our daily living.
在读经上好像也有点用处。
It seems as if it is useful in reading the Bible.
那么神给我们这个智慧可以用来记忆，对吧
？He has given us this wisdom so that we could use our memory.
背圣经。
You need to memorize His word.
我年轻的时候啊。
When I was young.
有弟兄告诉我们说，我们有一个弟兄啊，把全本新约都背下来了。
That there is a brother among us who has memorized the entire New Testament.
我说哇，不得了。
I said, wow, that's amazing.
但是我做不到。
I can do it.
佩服啊。
I admire that.
有的人把圣经读了一百遍。
Some people have read the Bible through 100 times.
真是了不起啊。
That's amazing too.
那么有的人呢，天文地理历史，哇，精通啊。
And some people they understand history and genealogies and they can read through all that.
圣经的年代也搞得很清楚、啊。
And they understand all the different ages and times in the Bible.
我承认。
I do acknowledge.
直到今天呢。
To today.
在这个字面上东西，我还常常搞错呢。
Even just on the surface, some of these vocabulary words.
我天然的头脑没那么好。
I get it confused because my natural intelligence I can't get it.
前面的弟兄们他们是过目不忘的，哎呀。
But then some brothers before us, these words, as soon as they read it, they never forget it. It's amazing.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天你不必羡慕这个。
You don't need to admire after these things.
你觉得你很笨吗？
Do you feel that you're dumb?
跟我一样笨。
As dumb as me?
你也不必难过。
Don't feel sad.
你里面有个奥秘的智慧。
Within you, there's a wisdom of the hidden mysteries.
你要容让圣灵开启你奥秘的智慧。
May the Holy Spirit open up the wisdom of hidden mysteries within you.
你就明白摩西说的。
And then you can understand what Moses is saying.
你就明白保罗说的。
You can understand what Paul is saying.
你就明白约翰所说的。
You can understand what John is saying.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神给我们的恩典是何等的大呢。
The grace that God has given to us is incredibly great.
实在是太愚昧了。
However, we are too foolish.
我不知道怎么样让圣灵在我们里面开启这个智慧，引导这个智慧。
We don't know how to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to use this wisdom in us and lead us in this wisdom.
你知道保罗在加拉太书第一章告诉我们。
You know, in Galatians chapter 1, Paul tells us.
父乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里。
The Father so desires it, so pleases him to reveal His Son in us.
我们的父神呢，是最喜欢做启示的工作。
Our Heavenly Father delights to do the work of revelation.
但是他一看看我们这些啊，他的儿女啊，这个奥秘的智慧开启的不多。
But He looks around at His children and He sees that the hidden mystery of wisdom has not really begun in many of us.
所以他就不能像开启给保罗一样的那么大的开启。
So he cannot do this great work just like he did in Paul.
只能开启一点点。
He can only do a little bit of work.
难怪今天很多神的儿女们一天到晚觉得，哎呀，这个不实际，那个不实际。
So no wonder so many people complain. They say this is not practical.
现在你懂得了，因为你还是活在人的智慧里。
Now you understand it's because you're still living in man's your
natural wisdom. 如果你活在那个奥秘的智慧里
，If you live in the hidden mysteries of his wisdom,
你就会像保罗一样追求个不停止。
Then you will be like Paul, your pursuit to no end.
父乐意启示。
Because the Father so desires to reveal to us.
但是找不到对象。
But he cannot find somebody to reveal to.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
今天我们有两样事情我们需要在主面前负责任。
There are two things that we need to be responsible for.
第一个，你要把自己奉献给主。
First, you need to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
我们知道在学校里面，所有的好学生呢， 都是把自己奉献出去的。
We know that in school, all good students are those who have consecrated themselves.
老师喜欢教导那些啊肯学的人，对不对？
Teachers like to teach those who are willing to learn.
我们奉献就是我们喜欢接受圣灵的带领。
Consecration is that you delight, you desire to be led by the Holy Spirit.
那奉献做什么？做活祭。
And what do you consecrate? You consecrate yourself to be a living sacrifice.
你知道这个祭就是个牺牲
啊。You, to be a living sacrifice is to give up your life.
从现在开始起，你要需要有点牺牲。
So from now on, you need to have some sacrifice.
以后呢，那些什么用人头脑写的书啊，这些东西，不要看，不要看。
The books where people have used their own minds to write, don't read those anymore.Pay a price.
因为如果还喜欢那个东西啊,
If you still like those things,
他就把你的思想都引到人的智慧上去。
They have brought all your thoughts into man's wisdom.
明白神的事情很难。
Now to understand God's things is very difficult.
我感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
从我得这开启之后。
After the Lord has opened me up to understand this, then through many books I have no interest in them now.
我不是说你属灵书籍不要读。
Now I'm not saying that don't read spiritual things.
你要读几本呢？有开启性的。
Read the books that have revelation within them. The books that will allow you to have revelation. These will help you.
啊，有的书给我们带来生命的供应。
Some books will provide for your life.
那些只能满足我们头脑知识欲望的东西，不要读。
Those things that only satisfy your desires and your head knowledge, don't read those things. They will be a waste of your time.
啊，所以需要在主面前把自己奉献出来。
So we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
然后，你要在你的生活中。在每一件大小的事上顺服圣灵的带领。
And in your daily life, whether great or small things, you need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
你说我顺服圣灵做这个小事跟读经有什么关系？
You say me submitting to the Holy Spirit and doing these small things, what does that have to do with my Bible reading?
你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
圣经是经历的言语。
The Bible is experiential language.
圣灵所以这样带领你是为什么？叫你。能够更多明白圣经。
The Holy Spirit is leading you in such a way so that you can understand His word.
它是一个活的教育。
Because this is a living education.
所以有一个年轻人跑来问我，孙弟兄，我们应该怎么读圣经
？So some young people they come and ask me, how do I read the Bible?
他一定希望我给他讲这个方法、那个方法、那个方法。
Perhaps he's hoping for me to explain this method, that method.
结果没有。
But no.
我说弟兄，你第一件事情。
I said, brother, first thing.
在你的生活里面。
In your daily life.
跟随圣灵
Follow the Holy Spirit.
顺服恩膏的教训
Obey the teaching of the anointing.
他说这个跟圣经读圣经有关吗
I said, does this have to do with me reading the Bible? I said, yes, it has much to do with it.
因为你这样读你还读的圣经是活的言语
Because in only this way can you read the living words of the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们
And so brothers and sisters,
顺服恩膏的教训是多么的重要
Submitting yourself to the teaching of the anointing is very important.
对不起，时间没有了。
Forgive me, time is up.
我只能做个总结。
I need to give you a conclusion.
哥林多教会所犯的最大的难处。
The greatest problem in the church of Corinth.
使徒保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
因为他们用世上的智慧，用世上的灵。
Because they use the wisdom of the world as well as the wisdom of the world.
Of the spirit.
Of this, and there is the wisdom of the spirit.
完全。走在一个错误的路上。
And so they walked upon the wrong path.
所以哥林多的教会有这么多的难处在。
So the church in Corinth has so many problems.
所以保罗用他自己本身的经历告诉我们。
So Paul, with his own experience, tells us.
神已经把他的生命赐给我们。
God has already given us his own life.
神已经给我们里面有奥秘的智慧。
He has already given us his wisdom of the hidden mysteries.
神也把他的灵赐给了我们。
And he has already given us his spirit.
是我们里面有神的灵。
So if we have his spirit,
有神的智慧。
We have God's wisdom.
圣灵能够用奥秘的智慧使我们更多明白基督的意义。
God, the Holy Spirit has given us a hidden mystery, hidden wisdom so that we could greater understand the meaning of Christ.
这就是保罗所讲真道的意义。
This is the meaning of Paul speaking of the true faith or the true word.
我不晓得我这样讲弟兄姊妹清楚了吗
？I don't know whether or not my explanation is clear.
所以要在真道上站立得稳。
So you need to stand firm in the faith.
仰望主的怜悯。
We look to His mercy.
我们请低头再一些祷告。
May we bow for another word of prayer?
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, with all our hearts.
你在我们这些堕落的人身上做了何等荣耀的工作。
In us fallen men, you have done such a glorious work.
本来我们就是不认识你的。
Previously, we did not know you.
我们在你的诸约之外。
We were outside of your courts.
也无法得着你的祝福。
And we could not gain any of your blessings.
但是你怜悯我们。
But you had mercy on us.
把我们从世界中分别出来。
And you have separated us out from this world.
不仅用你的血付了代价。
Not only have you paid the price with your blood.
赦免我们一切的罪。
Forgive us of all our sins.
并且你把新的生命赐给我们。
But you have given us your new life.
也在这个新的生命里面。
And in this new life.
你赐给我们有奥秘的智慧。
You have given us the hidden mysteries of God.
我们更感谢你。
And we thank you even more.
你把圣灵也赐给我们。
You have also given us the Holy Spirit.
让他在里面。可以开发我们的智慧。
He is able to open up, begin the wisdom that is within us.
教导我们更多的认识你。
So that we can come to understand you more.
我们的主啊。
Our Lord.
你的恩典实在是何其的浩大。
Your grace is so great.
我们要求你今天就转变我们的脚步。
We pray that today you will change our footsteps.
不让我们再走在错误的路上。
Do not allow us to walk the wrong path.
主啊，让我们学会把我们的己把它钉死在十字架上。
May we learn to crucify ourselves upon the cross.
好叫圣灵在我们里面能有更自由的工作。
So that the Holy Spirit may have greater freedom to work in us.
在今天这个黑暗的时代里面。
In this very dark time.
我们真是需要能更多的认识你自己。
We need to come to know you even more.
主啊，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你在我们这些软弱的人身上。
In us who are weak.
可以做荣耀的工作。
You are able to do your glorious work.
在今天这个危险的时代里。
In this very dangerous time.
我们若是能为你站住。
Whether we can stand firm for you.
我们需要你做工在我们的身上。
We need you to do your work.
我们求你使我们能站住。
Do allow us to stand firm.
让我们能经得起考验。
So that we can withstand the test.
主啊，借着我们这些软弱的人。
Through us who are weak.
彰显你自己的荣耀。
Do manifest your glory.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for your presence with all of us this morning.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.